greatest generation.
Just because we've been around,
wanting rest and relaxation.
You say we're all over the hill,
hopped up on a medication,
crashing golf carts, booze and pills. Greatest generation, greatest generation, baby.
The Villages, America's biggest retirement community. The summer party season is on right now, and they've taken it up to 11, those 90-year-olds down there at the Villages, and the police are working overtime.
Hey, you only have to be 55, don't you?
Yeah, 55 and up, and you are in. Now, the second story we're going to tell you about are a couple of girls from Wisconsin who made the trip down there in the last few weeks. They are testing it out to see if the Villages is right for them.
Got a little try before you buy.
Yeah. And they found themselves some trouble. But first, let's start off with the 82-year-old villager who lost his driver's license in a DUI arrest. That's Larry. Now, I want you to have a picture of Larry, an image of Larry. I'm looking at his mugshot right now. Larry looks like he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He looks like Uncle Fester, or right, Brad, when you say Uncle Fester?
A little bit, yeah.
George the Animal Steel, if you remember professional wrestling.
A heavy Dick Vitale.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. The hair's all gone. The smile's there in the mugshot, and he's got a $1 million Hawaiian shirt on. That's our Larry. Larry, 82 years old. Larry's the one who got the DUI after leaving the Tierra del Sol Bar and Grill 11 o'clock the other night.
11 o'clock at night for 82 years old?
That's pretty late. Staying out
late. After some margaritas?
When do we know Larry was in trouble? Well, when Larry showed up at the Villages after leaving the bar, and he couldn't figure out how to open the entrance gate. And he was stuck there for a long time trying to figure out how to get the entrance gate open, the gate that he's been opening for the past 15 years at the Villages. When a deputy arrived, he saw the Larry's blue Toyota at the gate with its hazard lights flashing. The deputy tried to speak to Larry, but Larry couldn't carry on a conversation with the deputy because Larry also could not figure out how to roll down his power windows on the car that he's had for several years.
What? I can't hear you.
So all this is going on at the entrance gate. Eventually, they were able to get the windows down somehow. I don't know. And when Larry confessed...
With a billy club?
Yeah, Larry confessed to consuming two ultra-light beers, he told the deputy. He said, I suffer from heart issues and high blood pressure. And they said, Larry, get out of here. Come on, let's do the test. And his blood alcohol content came in at a 0.142.
And where was his Fred Astaire?
Larry's now on probation for a year. And he's got to do 50 hours of community service. What kind of community service do you have this guy do? He can't roll down his windows. All right, and then we're going to bring you to a couple girls from Wisconsin who are trying to... They want to see if the Villages is right for them, okay? Because they're that age now, in their mid-50s, where they are Villages legal, these Wisconsin girls. So they decided to come down a couple weeks ago and play around the Villages for a week.
Oh, yeah. A little shuffleboard, a little pickleball.
It was Colleen and her friend. I don't know her friend's name because her friend didn't get arrested, but Colleen did. Colleen got lost after driving a golf cart down one of the main roads of the Villages. And cops spotted her at the wheel of a black club cart. Now, that's a golf cart, but it says here she was driving a non-street legal golf cart. So I don't know what that means, but it wasn't right for the roads of the Villages. But she was also a little drunk, too. She couldn't find her way back, even though she had a GPS. The cop says that she and her friend were both highly intoxicated. And when they asked Colleen to come on out and do the field sobriety test, she failed miserably. Colleen blamed her recent bunion surgery for the fact that she could not succeed at the field sobriety test.
She went bunion.
That and her .116, also a reason that she didn't make it.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
Don't you try to put us down.
It's the greatest generation.
Just because we've been around.
Wanting rest and relaxation.
You say we're all over the hill.
Hopped up on a medication.
Crashing golf carts, booze and pills. The greatest generation. Greatest generation, baby.
Colleen's got a priceless mugshot too. The expression on her face is almost says, "I've got bunions, everybody. I got bunions."